omega-3, just like in breast milk. Needham's omega-3 is clinically proven to be 5 times better absorbed than fish oil pills. The powder is mild tasting and it pairs great with Needed's prenatal multi powder and collagen protein powder in a daily smoothie. If powder isn't your thing, Needed's got you covered with those omega 3 plus capsules, which have a pleasant citrus flavor. Needed is sharing an awesome pre-order discount just for my listeners. Buy two, get one free on either omega 3 option, powder or capsules. You can stock up on either one or try them both with this exclusive discount. Use code 3Berlin, the number 3Berlin at thisisneeded.com. Put 3 omega-3s in your cart. Use the code number 3Berlin at thisisneeded.com. Buy 2, get 1 free. Welcome back to the Informed Pregnancy and Parenting Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Elliot Berlin, and we're continuing our chat with chiropractor and soon-to-be mom, Suzanne Frank Mercer. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How's twin pregnancy been? Did you, as a chiropractor, you do a lot of prenatal care. Have you worked on twin pregnancies before?
I have. Not a ton, though, actually.
I mean, I only see maybe 12 or 15 a year. So it's, you know, I've been doing almost entirely prenatal care for the past 10 years at least. So it's not, you know, I don't see that many either, but compared to singleton pregnancies.
Yeah, I've only seen a good handful, I think, in the past couple years.
Yeah. So, but at least you have a reference point, meaning if you're working on them during pregnancy, then you kind of see how it is for other people going through it, how it is on their body, how it is on their mind.
I've also, as soon as I found out, I wanted to read everything I possibly could on about twins. So I also joined a bunch of multiples Facebook groups and read on message boards. So...
Oh, that's nice that there's community that way that didn't used to exist.
Yeah, it's really nice. So, you know, I've even posted a couple times, like, I'm feeling this, like, was this normal or whatever? But I can also see what other people are writing. And usually I think to myself, like, wow, I'm so glad that I have such good resources around me because I'm not feeling that way.
Mm-hmm. How has pregnancy felt for you after watching so many people go through it?
I feel like I've experienced a lot of the symptoms, but for very short periods of time. It's been pretty easy until the past couple weeks.
You don't hear that a lot, even with singleton pregnancies.
Yeah, I mean...
But it's true. You have... First of all, you worked until nice depth into your pregnancy, and our work is pretty active.
Yeah, so it's very active, you know, still traveling, and these babies have been to 20 concerts.
Wow.
So... I think that helped, and I've been getting regular chiropractic care and massages and acupuncture.
You have a record in our office for the person carrying twins who laid in the face-down apparatus that we have the longest.
I wish I still could.
I know. But, I mean, you just grew out of it like a week ago.
Yeah, just like...
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a point where you just popped. Like you were growing and even though you had twins for the week you were at, whether it was 20 weeks or 22 weeks, you were so energetic and you were just, you didn't, I don't think anybody would look at you and say, oh, that must be twins.
You're so right. I was just saying that to someone. It was only like 6 weeks ago, probably, maybe not even. Before that, you know, people would tell me, especially when they knew I had twins, they're like, oh, you look tiny. I'm like, well, I don't feel tiny. And then from 1 week to the next, I got in one day 3 times someone said, you look huge.
Really?
You must be ready to pop. And I'm like, nope.
Oh, well, this makes me feel good because we had a little baby bash and one of the little games that they played was taking